It's a great pleasure to talk to you.
And, thank you.
You know, I grew up on reading a lot of your comic books, so it's kind of like a dream come true. You created one of my personal favorite comic characters, which is Booster Gold.
Oh, thank you.
And with his success in the original 52 series and Infinite Crisis storylines, I was wondering if you had ever been approached for him to go probably transition to the big screen.
In terms of movies, no. Booster obviously showed up on an episode of Smallville.
Right.
Titled, I think, Booster. And at one point here, a couple of years ago, the Sci-Fi Network had optioned the character to take a look at doing a series.
Okay.
And Andrew Kreisberg, who is also, you know, working on Green Arrow and one of the creators on that series, wrote and was heading it up and wrote a fantastic, you know, pilot script for it. So if it ever sees the light of day, I think people would absolutely get blown away because it's really, really good. So all we can do is cross our fingers and hope.
And what inspired you to make a character like Booster? He's so different than the other superheroes.
Well, I wanted, we're talking like 1984 at this point, and I wanted to do something different. The celebrity culture that we recognize now, I think, was just starting to emerge, and a lot of that had to do with the growth in paparazzi and shows like Entertainment Tonight and all that other stuff. And it was just starting to kind of become something a little different. And I think we had People Magazine. We just had this greater awareness of it. And at the same time, I was watching the Olympics one evening, and they were talking about an Olympic athlete who had an endorsement contract, even though they hadn't won a medal. And that was new for them even to be able to do, because they had changed amateur status rankings and everything like that. And they said, yeah, you can make money selling yourself. And that's part of what gave me the idea, is just all of a sudden, as we were seeing you know, TV networks be created, like even ESPN and stuff like that, it just meant more and more people wanted to get on TV.
Yeah.
So that's sort of where it came from.
Well, I really appreciate it. I think he has a couple questions.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Go for it.
Mine are mainly Superman related,
okay.
But how do you feel about the evolution of the character since your original inception of
Superman?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's evolved quite a bit, I know.
He has, and even when I got to the character, he had evolved a long way from his creation in 1938.
Sure.
So I think part of a good, strong character is that they can change and kind of go with the times a little bit. And we're seeing that with Superman now, and yeah, it's not my Superman, but nor should it be. I mean, Death of Superman was more than 20 years ago, and things have to move on from there.
So let me ask you, out of all of the Superman films that have been out, which one do you think falls closely in line with your vision of what Superman should be?
Probably the first Christopher Reeve movie. I mean,
okay.
there came a point where the Smallville scenes were so beautiful. I think the minute Otis comes on screen, it kind of goes, duh, 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 you know, becomes comedy, unfortunately. But still, that maybe was closest. But at the same time, if I look back at the most recent attempt of Man of Steel, I mean, the casting on that is so, I think, perfect, that
right.
I have every hope that that will become the franchise for a whole new set of fans, as well it should be, because I think every actor in that is just perfect for the role, and they just, you know, they will have their chance to kind of create that same thing that everybody will look at and say, yes, that is my Superman.
Sure.
Yeah.
And did you want to tell us a little bit about your charity?
Hero Initiative is an organization that exists to help a lot of the creators who came long before us, who maybe didn't get any equity in the characters they created. Maybe they didn't get any royalties or anything like that. They're older now. They're falling on hard times. And what we as creators recognize is that those guys need help. We owe a tremendous amount to them. Without them, we would not have the industry that we now have today.
Sure.
So as we sit here and sign, we all hope people will donate to the Hero Initiative so that we can help the folks who need it and that we owe so much to.
Sure, definitely. Well, hey, thank you so much.
We don't
want to
take up
my
any
pleasure.
More of your time. We appreciate it.
Fabulous. Thank you, guys.
Thank
you.
We're going to probably do an exclusive. You've been so nice. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And you said we could access through your website perhaps email you?
Yes. That would be just fine.
Yeah.
Oh, and
definitely donate.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Can we get a picture too? For
sure can.
Did you want to get in there?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Come on back. All right. So say when.
Okay.
One,
two.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
Good. Good.
Thank you.
Thanks.